Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to the Seating of the Divine Image, Session 14, July 24th, 2018. We are pleased to, of course, have you all with us this evening and hope that the last couple of weeks have been of great assistance to everyone in the ability to go in your quiet time and your introspection and just get good and relaxed and open. So we hope that you've had that experience in the last couple of weeks. Now, tonight, we will start with a centering meditation with Archangel Gabriel, as always, followed by a short review of Metatron's recent message to us, all that was posted on our private page about a week ago. We will then have a short Q&A, and a teaching will be next from the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light, led by Lord Metatron. We will conclude the evening with a special meditation led by him to assist us in making use of the two color codes of magenta and olive green. So, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel for our centering meditation.
Greetings. It is I, Gabriel. I am delighted to be with you this evening in this gathering. So I would ask each and every one of you to take a deep breath and let go of all the thoughts and concerns of the day and be very present in our collective crucible of light. In this presence, breathe in love, the undifferentiated love of source energy. And as you breathe that love in, breathe it into every part, every cell of your body. Now exhale love. Exhale the love of self as a divine being of light, filled with the Holy Spirit of the source of your being. Give the command for your Merkaba field to begin to spin at 100% light. In this 100% light, each and every one of you contribute to the beauty and coherence of this crucible of light. Feel the presence of all the beings of light, the Lords of Light, the Archangelic Kingdom, the Ascended Master Realm, Syrian Archangelic League, the Pleiadians, and the Arcturians. All members of this beautiful crucible are now creating a vibration of 100% pure light, pure source light. Notice yourself being that light. Coherently being the light. Present in your body. And still being the light that you are. Be very present in this moment. And direct your personal attention to this gathering.
Thank you, Gabriel, for, as always, what a wonderful start to our session this evening. A big thank you for all that you do for us. And we are just very thankful. So, now, moving on, as you will remember, Metatron transmitted a message to us last week entitled, Light Shines in the Darkness. He stated that there is an awareness that needs to be brought forth so that an understanding and clarity can be seated within the seating of the divine community. This awareness in regards to light and darkness, good and evil, and all polar opposites related to the creation of these energies in the physical realm. He made it very clear that we were created in the light of source energy as creator beings. We are light and are manifested as creators in a human form in this iteration. We have free will to create light, or to create various shadows of that light as well as polar opposites. So what do we choose? We can choose consciously or unconsciously. We can follow a group force without considering our individual knowing. These are topics that would benefit us to have individual contemplation as well as some guidance. We are given a chance to discover what we know, where we get triggered, and where a belief needs to be changed. This can only be gained from individual solitude and contemplation. The fact that we are light in a human form is limited by the denseness of a fallen paradigm. Many can fall victim to this dense energetic frequency of our environment and react to it unconsciously. This environment is the third dimensional body as well as the collective consciousness of humanity and the Earth's environment itself. Full consciousness of the soul's mastery is limited in such settings. Metatron urged us to be diligent, courageous, and be tenacious in overcoming such adverse environmental conditions. Reprogramming of such energetic atmospheres is called forth. We have benefited from great beings of light who have come before us and who showed us that we too can be the fuller expression of our light. We are evolving into great warriors of light and teachers and avatars. Metatron encourages us to pay attention to what limits our full expression of this light. Without these teachings, we will falter in our ability to maintain our light consciously. Now, for us to go back to teaching concerning unstable light consciousness and denser thought patterns is not easy. Such teachings feel so heavy and in opposition to our newly developed nature of a light being, but it must be done now because any residual darkness must be seen clearly and altered as it surfaces. Residual patterns can be seen in instantaneous reaction of sudden anger or judgment. They can be seen as feelings, doubt in ourself, or when we feel inadequate. Fallen patterns are present when we compare ourselves to others whom we perceive as better than or less than. These are just a few of the dark splits that might remain in our fragmented mental emotional body or ego that have not yet been fully transformed. It does not mean that we don't have the power to change them. We must only see that we are still a work in progress. Metatron said that this type of review and clarity must be done in a neutral state of being. We must take responsibility for what we create and change the creations that do not align with the state of consciousness that we have been developing. We have to recognize that we are continually transforming and will be transforming until we have entirely ascended back into our original divine state of being. He also stated that we are always light. But we are, however, subjected continually to the energetics of polar opposites because of the limitations of the energetic frequency of specific dimensional paradigms of the third, fourth, and fifth dimension. Yep, even the fifth dimension has some misaligned creative energies, although the denser frequencies are not as dense and surface less often. Good information to know, so we can stay aware that the fifth dimension is certainly not our final destination. Metatron also stated that it is vital that we look at the force of polar opposites imprinted third, fourth, and fifth dimensions that were present in the final days of Atlantis. These polar opposites were embodied by a group of human individuals called the Beniles. They were an influential group of human creators and brought about the final cataclysm of Atlantis. In these last days, there was a misuse of personal will and power. There was a manipulation of the mental and emotional body that caused fragmentation within the body structure itself. The earth environment became toxic as it began to fall in its light frequencies. The environment could no longer resonate with its former Christ light consciousness. The Christian matrix had to be removed when earth as human consciousness fell below the seventh dimension. The human body was not able to hold the fullness of Christ consciousness even at the fifth dimensional level because of the removal of that Christ matrix. The earth and humanity are now ascending. It is critical that we realize that the body as well as the earth are still in transition. The fallen paradigm imprints are not entirely removed. We must pay attention. We cannot assume that all is complete. When we look around, you can see the disruption and chaos worldwide. Now, this environment does have some influence over us. Our body is still in a fourth dimensional function. Our consciousness is not stably functioning in the fifth dimensional state yet. We often falter and stumble. We must be aware of where the weak points are in our energetic system. We must make changes immediately and not wait until these anomalies take hold and cause further reactions. We cannot deceive ourselves that we are not affected any longer by collective or environmental fallen programs. Also, we must stand up and acknowledge how and when we fall short. Our teachers of light are here with us. They're here to show us our next step as we continually change the way we create and make the necessary changes so that we can continue to shine our light into the crevices that remain in the mental, emotional body, the ego, and our will. Metatron encourages us to stay out of self-judgment or fear of any kind. Now is the time of our warrior self to come forth in the fullness of our glorious light. As you all know, Archangel Michael is our model. He stands above our crown chakra to model the dynamic light that is needed. We can set our energy field daily by stationing the four archangels of light at the four points of our new magenta pattern imprinted of that light. These four great archangelic beings will continue to model the Chrysler blueprint energetically to us. We must use our new grounding technique daily. Now, these are critical energetic creations that will assist us in staying conscious so that we do not slip into the illusions of the old paradigms. We came into the third and fourth dimensions to create in the limitations of these dimensions to make a difference. To make this difference, we must see clearly any limitations, change it, and leave a different imprint of light in these dense dimensional paradigms. The opening now is to leave a new template of light and model these templates so others can follow them through our example, which basically concluded his message to us, and which I thought was terrific. Now, we would like to have a brief open discussion before we open our session to the Lords of Light and Lord Metatron. So if you would like, you had some questions or comments, we'd like to hear them. Remember just to hit star 6, coming in and going out. And just as a reminder, please put on your calendar that our next teaching session will be August the 14th. And then we'll be back on schedule. So just wanted to let you know, and our community call will be August the 28th. So here we go. Do we have any comments or questions, please?
This is Beth in Switzerland.
Hi, Beth.
Yeah. I'd just like to share something. My auntie spoke to me last night because I've been keeping them under my pillow, and when I woke up this morning, they had moved up to the top of the, we have duvets here in Switzerland. It gets cool at night.
Sure. Oh,
nice. And they had spread out all over my duvet. So I said, okay, they don't want to be in a pouch anymore. And what I'm going to do, we're talking about setting new templates, and I just happen to have quite a few close friends who have a program. One is going to Ladesh, another is going to Colombia with the Kogis, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought, okay, I'm going to share a few of those little Anshi fragments along with some of the water that I kept from our crystal conference because mm-hmm. I had water which I kept throughout the conference, which gets impregnated with the energies, sure. to go to some of these very sacred places. And another is going into Africa to the White Lions line.
Wow.
So those three areas, I'm going to be sending some of the fragments of the Anshis and that water. And also maybe member Jody and her group gave us some of those little crystals from that other line. Just mm-hmm. to send those in, and that will be connecting us with some of this transformational work that other warrior groups are doing or light workers groups are doing. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, thanks, Beth. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And actually what you're doing is you're carrying on something that a tradition that a lot of other people in the group have been doing on quite a regular basis. Joan and I have done that as we've traveled in the last 40 years, and we always have a few little rock crystals, hot springs crystals, that want to go with us, and then when they get there, they ask to be left. And you are continuing what I think is a wonderful tradition. So thank you very much.
Hi, this is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, and yes, I'm sending crystals all over the globe. That's part of the fun. I did have a couple questions on the grounding, but I think, or on the process, I think you'll be going over that again. But that looping, to bring that looping in, is that something that you've got scheduled in tonight?
Actually, no. We were going to focus on some color codes tonight. If you'd have a question, maybe we could
answer it, or
we could open it up to the group.
Okay, great. The question that I had was the grounding, the original grounding and the daily practice. Mm-hmm. And that was the question I had is the lower chakras, I'm very aware that we no longer send crap, basically garbage down. You know, we used to say, oh, just ground it off, Mother Earth would take it. But we no longer do that because we're grounded into the Earth star or the Earth soul star. One question.
It's the Earth
the
soul star.
The second question. Okay, the Earth soul star. And so when I've got something to eliminate, instead of sending it down the grounding cord like we used to, we open up the chakras front and back and let it dissipate, spin it out that way.
Yeah, and you use the color codes and the fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation.
Okay. Now the color codes,
We have tools now mm-hmm. that we didn't have several years ago to eliminate those anomalies. Sometimes it's just a matter of using a color code.
Uh-huh. And the color codes that we use in clearing the chakras, like, for example, the root chakra is, you know, the root chakra is the root chakra, the core. Would I see it as red, or would I pull in is it recommended to pull in other color codes? Because as I'm cleansing it, I brighten up the color it's supposed to be. But that's different. That'll be different than using the new color codes.
Well, you'll want to use those two as Metatron gives the information. But you can use various, whatever, you know, is stuck in that first chakra or the second chakra. It would be dependent on which color code you would use. And also continually, you know, I think a really good thing for me, every once in a while, I don't do it every day or, you know, maybe months go by before I do it again. But I remember in the first level when we did we infused the first four chakras with the sapphire blue tetrahedron that merges the all 14 chakras so that you're getting the benefit of the more refined chakras and you're bringing those frequencies and immersing the first four chakras in that energy. So that every once in a while as you check, you know, I don't think any of us check in with our chakras every day, but occasionally it's a good practice to maybe once a week just kind of scan your system and then do whatever's needed.
Right. Which brings me to the next question. And that is that I understand the word precision and precise, and will, if I could ask, because all of us, I think, I can't imagine I'm the only intuitive person here, kind of silly, but we all go on intuition, and as we're running, you know, and I know these seem like they're simple questions, but when, and if I could request that when we are asked to use precision in a specific tool or a specific something to do every day, if it could be brought, you know, an awareness to us or to me that this is a precise direction. This is a precise, you do it this way, this way, this way. Otherwise, my intuition comes in, and I never want to doubt myself that I'm doing it wrong, but yet there is a difference I'm seeing in the precision of, say, running the energy this way or doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The difference, yeah. Different things, yes, that we're doing here. Okay.
So in regards to that grounding technique, especially,
mm-hmm.
Well, all of it, but in that top part, I think this is one of those places that precision is needed. So it needs the process that was given to us by Archangel Michael before the conference. We should use that as precisely as we possibly can. Now, that doesn't mean that it won't be added to at down the road, but right now it is imperative that we use it as it was given, because there was there's a specific reason why that is.
Got it. And that was the last question I have, is that question was in the precision, the pre-conference grounding that we learned from Michael. Did that have a loop that went from the Earth star or the Earth soul star up to the past the 14th chakra into our Earth, our soul star, and come down, and did that loop around the lower dantian to the higher heart and then go back down? So is there a loop there, or is that a direct?
It's a direction. So as you draw from the soul star and you bring that energy through the triadic system, and you direct it through the Sacred Heart consciousness and then into the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra. When you direct it through the Sacred Heart, it is a pure, undifferentiated love energy that is then brought into the fourth chakra and then into the solar plexus. From there, you create a more viable solar center in that dantian center of your body. And you bring that forth back out of there again through the fourth chakra into the third chakra, which is your power center, so that you are in that will and power center, the individual. You have brought in the will as source as you brought it through the first triad, but you have also brought it through the more refined iteration of love, so that the will and the power and the element of love are present in that solar plexus. And then
it's not necessarily a looping. It's just more of a stay in that area, focus, and expand it and see it.
Right.
See it connecting. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I get that. All right,
see,
I saw that.
It present in that fourth chakra, and as it then becomes part of that, the dynamics of will and power in the third chakra.
Okay. Okay, so it doesn't actually do a loop-de-loop. It's just an expansion.
An expansion, okay. So that it's incorporated into that third chakra.
Got it.
And then as drawn through the lower chakras.
Thank you. And then that's repeated three times daily.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the three times daily. Okay. Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
That was a biggie. Thank you.
You are welcome. If anybody else has a comment about that or would like to respond to that, please do so.
I'm afraid of the loop-de-loop thing, you know? I don't know why, but just what it sounds like. Loop-de-loop.
Joan, this is Colleen.
Yes.
I forgot all about that. And that is that in the first?
It's in the
first sounding exercise?
It's in the second session of the pre-conference calls.
Okay. All right.
It incorporates the grounding technique that we know of, an expanded version of that, and then that second part is added. So you will find that transcription in the second session of the pre-conference calls.
Oh, good. I got to go back and review that. As Jody was talking, part of that came back to me, but I haven't been including that in my grounding in the mornings.
Yeah.
So
that's a really important piece that we are integrating. It helps us. The reason that we have that is because it helps us to integrate the two massive light templates that we retrieve from the time locks at the conference.
Okay.
So it helps us integrate the sixth and the seventh dimensional light templates.
And do that three times a day?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
I just wanted to clarify what I heard Jody share. The Earth Star, that is my Earth Star in my chakra system that's connecting to the Earth, or am I connecting my grounding cord from my first chakra down to the Earth Star?
That you are connecting your grounding cord into the Earth Soul Star.
To the Earth Soul Star. So
it has the same attributes as your personal soul star. It holds Earth's knowledge of itself as that 12th dimensional Christed planet. So when you bring that Earth energy up through your bottom of your feet into your chakra system, you are bringing in that very full divine energy of a Christed planet.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for that clarification. That helps. And the Earth Soul Star, all I know about it right now is that it's not at the center.
It's not
of
what?
The Earth. It's not at the center of the Earth.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you. Those were some really great questions. Because of the timing, let's move on and we'll take a deep breath and help Joan bring forth our teacher for this evening.
Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come in unity with the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. I would like to speak with you this evening about the magenta color codes. As you will remember in the conference, that seventh light template was magenta, was in a diamond shape, and within it and above it, below it, at each point, there was a presence of an archangel. But the entire geometric configuration of that template was magenta. There is a color code of magenta, which you're familiar with. Some years back, that was covered in some of our teachings, but it was at a very basic level. But at this juncture, it's essential in your transformational process that you know a little bit more about that magenta color code and how to use it. What makes this different now is in the way in which this color code acts and performs in the physical realm. On the color spectrum, the color of the rainbow, there are seven colors. This is the eighth color. And the magenta code is not linear. The rainbow expression is linear. The magenta code operates in a circular manner, so it's ever in a creative flux and flow to enhance creation. And in that circularity, it brings the body into unity in a fifth dimensional state. The magenta code flows through your entire cellular system of the body and brings unification into the body through the cellular system. It's a very powerful code. Uses of it are not given until your consciousness can receive it in full. It has been talked about, but it did not enter into the body in a significant way to make the alterations in the body's consciousness as well as your consciousness. So it has great value at this particular time in your evolution. It brings the body, the mind, and the spirit together in one unified expression that begins at the fifth dimensional level in a very circular and concise way. There is no beginning to this and no end as it is implemented into the physicality of who you are. The magenta color code is in your soul star as well as your sacred heart. So the consciousness is being enhanced by the presence of this color. Now let's talk about how the magenta code affects the spiritual body. The magenta coding enables you to have the closest connection to the Godhead that is possible, and as such is representative of all things, great and small, all of which are equal in importance. In other words, the magenta coding is about tremendous respect for the sacredness of all life, especially yours. When you bring quality and care to the little things in your life, you open the door to a more complete, undifferentiated source energy. This helps you to manifest the most precise and ideal representatives of source energy. Now, the mental body also receives benefit from this color code. The magenta coding affects your thoughts and balances your thoughts in a precise reflection of your Christed creative mind. Now, we've been working with the various levels of that mind, the higher mind, universal mind, the Christed mind. So this magenta code enhances all states of the mind that you are capable of holding in your body. Further, it helps you to see the beauty and the harmony in all life's expressions. The emotional body is affected also, and the magenta coding enables you to know that of yourself you are capable of self-validation. You don't need another to validate that for you. You're very capable of seeing it, being it, and validating it. In the influence of the magenta code, you are stably positioned in the element of love and are not swayed by the opinions or judgments of others. Self-judgment does not exist in the presence of the magenta energetic coding. You can still have that. It still will exist when you drop below that fifth-dimensional level, when you're triggered. But in the presence of that coding, it cannot exist. You completely detach from all judgment of good versus bad outcomes. You are capable of maintaining a harmonious state of being, both in your personal relationships as well as work environments. The magenta coding affects the coherence of the mental emotional body because it has both electrical as well as magnetic properties. Because it also contains all color codes, the magenta coding, when used, has a dynamic effect on all parts of your physical body, and it brings coherence to the body's energetic field. As you well know, your thoughts and your emotions create your reality. So having that magenta coding installed in your mental emotional body is most useful. It also, this coding, this magenta coding, has an autonomic capability to engage other healing codes, especially when you consciously use the mental emotional body. So you see, when there are fractures, and you may call in, you may be operating in a lower frequency range of an emotion. You notice that immediately, and you call, and because of the presence of this magenta, this massive magenta coating, it will automatically draw in that blue color code that lifts that emotion up to a higher resonance, a more refined resonance. So this is very, very valuable, where it will, as you notice and are aware, the magenta coding automatically engages other color codes that are helpful to you at any specific time. This vast coding mechanism enables you to cultivate a sovereignty in your physical body, as well as in the unified field of energetics that surround your body. The magenta coding contains precise imprints from all of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates as they are retrieved from the various time locks. When your consciousness evolves and your body transforms, the magenta coding is used multidimensionally. Now, as we proceed further in these teachings, I've just touched on some very important basic functions now that your consciousness has been developed that are very helpful and useful for you to be aware of. There's another complementary color code to this magenta coding, and it is an olive green color. It too carries both electrical as well as magnetic energetics. The olive color code operates in the chakra system where the solar plexus and the heart chakra meet, right in the sternum of the body. This is a main transition point between the ascending and descending energies within the chakra system. Of course, the first four chakras are ascending, and the upper chakras are descending in their influence within the body chakra system. The olive color coding is a vital color bridge between the physical and the non-physical chakra system. This is another bridge. If you remember, we talked about the bridge of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron is a bridge between the first seven chakras and the upper seven chakras. Well, this olive color code combines love and power, and it is a bridge between the physical and the non-physical chakra system. It's made up of the yellow and the green color codes. And of course, these color codes reflect love and power. Power in the third chakra, love in the fourth chakra. This color code facilitates a reawakening of self as a creator being having sovereignty in the human body. The olive green color code facilitates a more coherent mental emotional body by clearing away any polar opposites that are not in alignment with the paradigm of love and unity. This color code makes way for a fuller expression of the magenta color code and the implementation of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates that you retrieved from the time locks. The olive green symbolizes hope and rebirth through love and power of the divine feminine as it merges with the divine masculine. Important point here. Not about the gender of the body. It's about the expression of the divine feminine and the expression
of the divine masculine as they are merged in the creative process. The main purpose of the olive green color code is to continually make you aware of any polar opposites that might affect your ability to function in full Christ consciousness. The olive color coding helps you to maintain a coherent energetic state in your mental emotional body, and you can see that. If there are no polarities in the mental emotional body, there's no fragmentation. So it's so important that you use this olive green coating and take note, use it to help you take note of any polarity that might surface. It will help you change that polarity into a more coherent expression in your mental emotional body through the presence of love and that green color code and the power of your will as it's merged with divine will. It's continually redefined in the fourth chakra as your consciousness develops. Your third chakra is continually enhanced by the clarity of thought because it has been merged with the will of source energy. There is a continual power that is maintained in your third chakra, and also in your newly activated solar center. The center of your body now becomes a center for sovereignty in the body, to be expressed in the presence of the olive green color codes. We encourage you to get acquainted with this color code, what it feels like, how dynamic it expresses itself in your body, in your consciousness, your conscious awareness. And use it often with intention as well as paying attention. Revisit the other color codes and use them often, especially when you notice that you are triggered or are having a bad day or have a possibility of acting out a polar opposite of who you are. Clear awareness is what is needed at this time. And that clear awareness is enhanced and helps you tremendously through this olive green color code as well as the magenta color code. Both of these now have an automatic function as you stream and integrate the vast energetics of the sixth and seventh dimensional light template. Pay attention to these energetics functions. When you use the new grounding process often, this alone will engage all the aspects of the magenta and the olive green color codes. When this happens, you will be able to integrate the new sixth and seventh dimensional light templates more easily. These vast light templates and color codes cannot exist in the presence of any polar opposite. It's up to you to pay attention and make the changes necessary. This is your responsibility as a human creator. No one can do this for you. You must do it for yourself individually, and then you do it collectively. The beauty of your crucible, of that beautiful light crucible that you created with beings of light,
will be enhanced by your presence in its purest form. So we encourage you to, first of all, use this olive green color code whenever needed, as you allow it to move through your body and you feel the dynamics of the electrical and magnetic field that it creates in your body. You become very aware of its presence, and you become very aware when you need to intentionally use it. So now, I would like to give this opportunity to you to ask any questions regarding either of these color codes before we finally close this session with a meditation. So some of you are fully aware of this magenta coding. Not to the extent that I have brought to you this evening, but most of you are unfamiliar with the olive green. So we, Lords of Light, saw a need in your energy fields and have taken this opportunity to present you with these very valuable energetic tools. So if any of you have a specific question that you don't understand, please feel free to ask it now.
Greetings, Metatron. Can you hear me? This is Joe.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. I have some questions about, and thank you for this wonderful information. I have some questions about the specific use. Especially with the olive green, you said that it's between the center of the heart and the solar plexus, but at other times it sounded like you were telling us to run it like through the whole body. So could you maybe give us some specifics on how to run the color codes through our body or chakras?
As you know, those first three chakras are generally where some of these anomalies or fractures surface. It's either in the mental body, the way you're thinking about something, reacting to it, or it's in the emotions, which is in that second chakra. Or it's in the ego. And the ego is expressed through that third chakra of will and power. So not only do you want to focus it in the center part of your body, that's a very important part also, because it enhances your will and power. It enhances that solar center in the middle of your body to be a more powerful expression of light. But when you direct it into the first and second and third chakra with intention to alter a consistent thought or to alter a consistent reaction to something that you're thinking, it is very beneficial to immerse that chakra in the olive green, which also contains the will of Source, and it also contains the element of love. So it's a very nourishing as well as clearing color code. when you notice that you are having emotional reactions that are out of character for you, out of alignment with who you are, immediately infuse that emotion with the green color code, because it will bring about a shift and change in that emotion through the interface of love. And also it will automatically engage that blue color code, which will cause the emotion to come into a different frequency bandwidth and raise it up to a more refined level. This is the benefit of that olive green, because it has that automatic function where it can, just as the magenta code, can engage other color codes that will immediately change the energetic. Does that help you?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That was a good question.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Kind of in the same vein of Joe's question, I'd like to ask a little bit more about the magenta coding, and that I was feeling like we were to bring that into the heart area and then from there disperse it through the rest of the body. And now I'm hearing also we could do the same thing with the olive green. Is there other ways to bring in the magenta coating in a similar manner that you just described for the olive green?
Well, the magenta coating is not, the olive green is to alter polarities. That's the function of that olive green. But it has attributes that are similar to the magenta color code. It has the love element. It has the will of source. It has that beautiful yellow energy. But the function of the magenta code is, you are correct, is centered in the heart. It is a part of that seventh dimensional light template that you retrieve, that beautiful diamond geometry that was filled with divine love, undifferentiated love of source. So the function of this magenta color code is of a little different frequency, and it is centered in the heart, so that the heart continually resonates and vibrates the frequencies of undifferentiated love of source. It is a much different and more expansive color code. As I have said earlier, it takes a state of consciousness to be able to receive this color code in its fullness. So in combination with the color code and that seventh dimensional light template that you retrieved recently, along with the four archangelics that are continually exemplifying the blueprint of that diamond coating, this brings it up to a much different functioning in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional range. You're not limited by any dimension in the function of the magenta coating. It's a multi-dimensional color code.
Yeah, thank you. That was very, very clear. Thank you very much. If I may ask one more question about the diamond geometry.
Yes.
If I recall, the diamond geometry is within my body, and it's also around my body.
Correct.
I'm wondering, how does the diamond geometry interface with the star tetrahedron and or my Merkaba?
Well, that diamond shape is multidimensional, as is your Merkaba and the star tetrahedron. So it just enhances that seventh dimensional light template, enhances the functioning of your light body, and it enhances the functioning of your Merkaba vehicle. It doesn't interfere with it. It becomes unified with it. It just has, it has a different function than your Merkaba or your star tetrahedron.
Okay. I think I can try. I can practice wrapping my head around those concepts.
Yes.
These things you can't often rationalize. You have to just allow the energy to take hold.
Is this Sam Hotep? So what I'm feeling is an explosion of energy, the energetics, that's very expansive. You know, it's this explosion of light energy. So I'm feeling an explosion of light.
Yes, undifferentiated light.
Yes.
That you can then differentiate and create with very specifically and precisely to create a reality of life in its original state.
So it just gives you just this expansive, just this sense of oneness. It's just a powerful energetic that you experience and that you just hold and just meditate in.
Yes, and, it does bring unity, yes.
And so it seems like they just all work together when you're saying that it just, all the negative or what's the word that you used earlier? Instead of
polarity?
Yes. So it eliminates the polarity and just keeps you in that state of undifferentiated light, I guess you can call it. But it's just an expansion that you feel all the energetics and it all throughout the body and just hold that energy and just enjoy it. And just enjoy it.
Yes. And it lifts you up into more refined states of consciousness and enables you to maintain those states of consciousness more consistently.
Yes. Yes. So it just takes you to a different frame of reference, energy, that you just hold that and just become that. That's who you are. And so the lower energies that, you know, third or fourth dimension is eliminated because you're just in the higher dimensions.
Yes. Now, let me make this clear. You are still bombarded by those energies because of the state of consciousness of the collective consciousness of humans. And the state of consciousness worldwide. So there will be times when you will be reactive, and that you will be in a polarized version of yourself. And it is up to you to recognize that immediately and then use the olive green and the various color codes to alter that energetic in your body.
Okay. So the magenta code is, they're all coming from the heart. It's all seems to come from the heart source.
Correct.
You're holding it from that source.
Correct.
And then when you talk about the grounding, do you? I'm not feeling a grounding need. You know, I'm not. There's no focus on grounding to the earth.
Yes, there should be. And grounding into that earth star. so that you are creating a constant influx of earth energy that is also a more refined version of earth energy that will continually help you dispel some of the negative influences of human creation at the present time. So you still ground with that grounding cord into the Earth Star. Because that's the refined version. That's the 12th dimensional version of Earth energy. It's not third or fourth dimension. It's a much different version of energetics. Mm-hmm. So as you draw in that Earth energy into your body is made of the Earth elements.
Yes.
So in that transition of the body out of third dimension into fifth dimension, you are benefited through this grounding technique.
Uh-huh. And grounded to the Earth Star, not to the Earth Center, just a grounding cord to the Earth Star.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
Hello, this is Sharka. Will you clarify the location of the archangels in that diamond shape? If it is always the same precise location or if it can be different?
Archangel Michael is above your Earth Star at that point, top of that diamond. Archangel Raphael is at the bottom point. Archangel Uriel is at the point to the right. And Archangel Gabriel is to the point to the left.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello, this is Anne Marie. I just wanted to clarify the streaming.
Yes.
We do not stream the magenta to the earth, nor do we stream the olive to the earth. Is that right? I mean, to the Earth Star.
There is no need.
Okay. That's good. And the Merkaba automatically goes through all of the physical from head to toe.
Correct.
Thank you.
These have been beautiful, thoughtful questions that you have brought forth this evening. And it is very important that you articulate as often as possible these questions to us so that we can give you the answers that you seek, whether it be in your solitude and meditation, or it be in gatherings where we ask you to make your comments and we ask you for your questions. It's in the questioning that more information evolves. So it is time now to close our session. And we will close this session this evening with a meditation, an energetic meditation around the olive green color code and also the magenta color code, so that we might install this evening these color codes precisely within your energetic system, and also install their autonomic function, so that as you use the olive green color code, if another color code is needed, it automatically activates and you will know instantly what that needs to be. the magenta also has that function. So we will activate that function in the magenta color code also. So let us begin with this beautiful magenta color code. See the brilliance of this color code, that magenta color. The color itself, the combination of red and blue. And violet and purple and pink. The magenta color code holds all other color codes, including the pure white light of source energy. It is of a very refined frequency range, and it resides in the seventh dimensional light template in the center of your heart. The center of the heart chakra, the center of your sacred heart consciousness. This color code is also present in your soul star because it is a representative of the refinement of who you are and all of the mastery that you have attained. So feel that magenta color code within your body, in the center of your body, in that multidimensional diamond shape that emanates from your heart center. Feel what that feels like as it expresses itself in your body, upgrading the body to a different frequency range, more refined, coherent, now, with your intention, engage the autonomic function of that magenta coating so it consistently flows through all parts of your energetic system, all parts of your physical body. Altering, changing, and expanding the consciousness of your body and your divine consciousness. Notice how it floods every aspect of you, both physical and non-physical. The beauty and the vibrancy is explored.
explosive. The golden Christed light. The pure white light of source energy. And all color spectrums, all color codes engaging simultaneously in the center of your being. Now, direct your attention to the magenta color code's counterpart, its complementary color code of the olive green. Notice how it emanates also in the center of your body, in the region of your sternum, influenced by the element of love, by the green color code, the healing presence of Archangel Raphael. Notice how it is influenced by the will and power of Source, as it is merged with your will and your power. And between the yellow codes, the yellow color of the solar plexus and the green color of the heart chakra, there is this vibrant olive green color that emanates. Creating a vibrant expression of you in your mental emotional body. Its duty is to show you specifically any polarities that might surface at any time as you navigate your life expression in this physical body. With your intention, engage the autonomic function of this massive olive coating. So it brings hope, restoration, and love more fully into your body. It's a restorative, vibrant color coding that facilitates the elimination of any polarities that surface. It activates any color code that is needed for accurate, specific application. Infuse the first chakra with this olive green color code. So as you create your physical reality, you do so from the state of the magenta energetic color in purity, in vitality, and pure Christed light energy. Infuse the second chakra with this olive green light coating. So that any polarity or fissure that occurs in the emotions is immediately changed, altered into more refined expression through the blue coating. Bringing hope and harmony and coherence within the emotions. Those powerful emotions, creative emotions. Now fill it with the magenta color code of Christ energy and vitality of all color codes. A beautiful expression of undifferentiated light. So that you create with your emotions in the highest expression of Christ consciousness. Direct your attention to the third chakra, the solar plexus, where your will and power reside. Infuse it with the olive green color code. So that the ego is tempered and brought into a more refined expression. Any polarity that resides in the will or the power center of you is transmuted by this olive green color code into coherence. Bringing a vitality to the body and an expression of will and power that is brought into the love and unity of Christ consciousness. Engage the autonomic function of the olive green color code so that all color codes are utilized as needed in this center. wash the center in the magenta color code. Beautiful Christed light energy, undifferentiated light. All colors, including the purity of Source Light, reside now and influence your will and power center. The love is flooding this center energetically, creating potency of love and unity as will and power are used proficiently, precisely. And the fourth chakra, direct your attention there. Fill it with the olive green color code of light. So that any polarities within this center that might diminish the flow of love for self, limit you in any way, are corrected immediately. For it is in the love of self that you recognize that you are divine. Engage the autonomic function now of that color code in the fourth chakra so that all other color codes that are needed, the healing green, can be directed as needed. Now, engage the magenta color code. Once again, see that beautiful multidimensional diamond shape. And notice the presence of the archangels who are constantly reflecting to you your Christed blueprint, reflecting to you undifferentiated light so that you can love what Source created in you. You are capable of being love and influencing through the love that you are, the function of the third chakra, the second chakra, and the first chakra. Now see the beautiful magenta wash over and through your body, influencing every cell of your body, every organ. All of your glandular system coming into one unified orchestration through the element of love and expressing love. magenta coating is within your body. It is within your unified field. It is around your body. Continually vibrating, influencing, lifting you into your more refined iteration of divinity. Take a deep breath. Allow these frequencies and energetics to take hold. Use them daily so that you might be aware, conscious, and be the manifested divine creators that you are. We will close our session this evening. As you vibrate in these magnificent color codes of magenta and olive green, changing and altering you forever. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.